Baseball insider Andy Carboni joins us here. Andy, welcome. Good to be talking with you again this week.
Absolutely. Always is, Bill.
Andy, the Red Sox pulled off another win with a lot of home runs, five to be exact, in Buffalo last night against the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Yankees are in at Fenway tonight, so baseball continues to be red hot in Boston and New England.
Yeah, it's kind of too bad the Red Sox can't play all their games in Buffalo with the scene over the last two nights hitting the long ball. But as you mentioned, the Sox did hit the five home runs last night, the 7-4 win over the Jays. So the Sox are now 20 games over 500 at 58-38. Still good for first place in the AL East, but the lead is still very small, just a game over the Tampa Bay Rays. Sox back at Fenway tonight. They open up an eight-game homestand. They'll play four with the Yankees, followed by four again with the Jays. So it's certainly a bear of a schedule right now for the Red Sox over the next few weeks. It's really going to, I think, tell the story for the rest of the season.
Sure, and it was just really a week ago that the Red Sox were battling the Yankees, right?
They sure were, and it all started with a game that was supposed to be played right after the All-Star break on Thursday. It was supposed to be the only game being played in Major League Baseball, but that was postponed because six Yankee players tested positive for COVID-19, and all six of those players were fully vaccinated. But last Thursday as well, Tommy John, maybe Tommy John could come back and pitch too, but Chris Sale continued his journey back from Tommy John surgery. He began a rehab assignment in Fort Myers in his first outing since August of 2019, pitched three scoreless innings, gave up four hits, struck out five. So that was Sale's first rehab start. His second, we'll talk about in just a few minutes. So wrapping up that Yankee series on Friday, the Red Sox finally got underway, and Eduardo Rodriguez and two relievers combined on a three-hitter as the Sox shut out the Yankees 4-0. So the Sox at that point made it seven straight wins over the Yankees, but things got ugly over the weekend in the Bronx. On Saturday, the Yankees beat the Sox 3-1 in a six-inning rain-shortened game, and kind of a couple off-the-field issues, if you will, that caused some problems for the Red Sox in the pouring rain. Alex Verdugo tossed the ball into the stands for a Red Sox fan, but a Yankee fan caught it and then threw it back at Verdugo, hit him right in the back. And that fan, of course, was ejected from the stadium, and he has been banned from all Major League parks for life. Don't know exactly how they're going to enforce that, but that was the ruling that came down. But he wasn't even arrested. He was just escorted from the park, and he can't come back to any park ever again. And after the game, the 9-year-old daughter of Sox coach and former catcher and captain Jason Veritek was spit on for wearing a Veritek jersey by a Yankees fan while leaving the stadium with her mother. So kind of an ugly scene Saturday in the Bronx, something that kind of takes you back to the 70s. Then on Sunday, the Red Sox was just lethargic, had no life at all, and they got pounded 9-1 by the Yankees. So not a good finish of that series in the Bronx, but then they went to Buffalo. Monday, the Sox exploded for eight runs in the first inning, hit three home runs, six overall in the game, including two by Kike Hernandez and Jaron Duran. Hit his first career home run as the Sox beat the Jays 13-4. Tuesday, the Sox and Jays were postponed because of rain, and we already recapped the game from last night. But also on Tuesday, Chris Sale made his second rehab start for AA Portland Sea Dogs up in Maine. He went 3 2/3 innings, didn't give up any runs, allowed a hit, struck out six. Sale will be back on the mound for his next rehab start on Sunday in Portland. So that game, I'm sure, is already close to being sold out. It was sold out on Tuesday up in Portland. But if you want to try to see Chris Sale pitch, try to get your tickets today, because I don't know how much longer, if there's any left, they'll be out there.
Mm-hmm. And the progress that Chris Sale is making, what are you hearing, Andy?
Well, if he continues on this trajectory, where the fact that he's coming off these rehab starts feeling great the next day, I'd probably say you might see one or two more rehab starts from him as they try to stretch him out a little further. And yeah, I think you'll see Chris Sale back on the mound before you know it. Could be potentially by the second week of August, maybe the end of the first week if you want to, you know, really be optimistic. But I think soon enough. Obviously, you have the trade deadline coming up, but a lot of Sox fans are saying if you get Chris Sale back on the mound, that's a lot better than any trade they're going to pull off.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. He should be back in another couple of weeks or so. But I haven't really looked at all the medical information myself personally. But
I'm not a doctor, Bill, and I don't know if I looked at those medical records if I could tell you one way or another. But we will see what happens.
No, I'm sure. Any other Red Sox notes to share with us, Andy?
Well, the Red Sox did place infielder Christian Arroyo on the injured list with a hamstring strain, and they've recalled Danny Santana, who's activated from the injured list. But then last night, Santana was removed from the game after suffering a groin injury. So the Red Sox obviously will be making another roster move before tonight's game with the Yankees.
Yeah, that Arroyo move was tough because that was the one he injured at while making the stretch at first base, right?
Yeah, the Red Sox wanted to try to keep his bat in the lineup, so he'd been working out pregame activities at first base. They started him there for the first time, and not too far into the game, he hurt himself. So.
Well, Andy, it's a wonderful-looking weather day today, but if I were to be shut inside at 1 o'clock this afternoon watching NESN Plus, what would I see on this day in history?
Well, it's a game from July 22nd of 2018. The Sox beat the Tigers 9-1 in Detroit. Chris Sale, a factor here. He got six scoreless innings, gave up two hits, struck out nine to get the win. So a Chris Sale flavor for Red Sox on this day today.
All right. Anything else to share with us here, Andy, on the as far as the Red Sox are concerned?
Well, not necessarily the Red Sox, but Fenway Park overall. They're set to hold their first ever golf event. It's going to be November 3rd through the 7th as the Top Golf Live Stadium Tour comes to Boston. For a $65 tee time, you have an hour to hit golf balls into targets ranging from 60 to 140 yards away. So for all the golfers out there, that might be pretty fun to do, to go to Fenway and whack some balls around.
Yeah, I think I could get a ball up into that net in left field. You know, a golf ball, that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that should be fun for people.
All right. Also, you have Major League Baseball news. For those of us that just can't follow the game as closely as you, you always update us with a few highlights from the past week. And what do you have for us?
Well, last night's game between the Blue Jays and Red Sox was the last game the Jays will be playing in Buffalo. They're finally returning to Toronto on July the 30th. The Blue Jays have been playing home games at their AAA franchise in Buffalo, as well as their spring training complex in Dunedin, Florida. Last Friday, the Padres scored a franchise record 24 runs and beating the Nationals 24-8. Then on Saturday, the Nationals and Padres game in D.C. was suspended in the sixth inning after a shooting outside of the ballpark. Thankfully, there were no major injuries or deaths because of it, but obviously a scary scene as fans were fleeing out of the park, and it caused a lot of commotion, as you would expect. On Tuesday, the Rays-Orioles game was called by the first all-women broadcast team on MLB's Game of the Week on YouTube Live. Melanie Newman handled the play-by-play, with Sarah Langs doing color. Alana Rizzo was the sideline reporter, with Heidi Watney and Lauren Gardner hosting the pre- and post-game shows. And then last night, the Giants became the first team to win 60 games this season. And as I mentioned a little earlier, the trade deadline coming up, Major League Baseball, is set for 4 p.m. on Friday, July the 30th.
An all-woman broadcast team. Wow, that is a first, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure we'll be seeing more of that going forward.
And what sport could claim that? I mean, other than basketball.
Claim it. This is definitely, I don't even know if that's happened in the NBA or even college basketball. They've had all-women broadcast teams. I think this is the first overall for sports, period.
Yeah, I think in college sports, for sure, they've done it in for women's sports and sure.
Yeah, with that. Yeah, you're right there.
And maybe even some men's basketball at different locales, for sure, but whatever. All right, there you go. A little history. And Andy, anything else to share with us? What are you looking for in this Yankee series? A game, a matchup, anything at all?
Well, not necessarily just a matchup. I just like to see the Red Sox continue what they've had, pretty much dominance over the Yankees this season, kind of put them away, because with the two wins the Yankees picked up over the weekend, it kind of got them back into the race and have the Yankees feeling a little better. They're playing a little better overall, despite all the losses to the COVID-19 situation. So, it'd be nice if the Sox could take three or four, at least split with the Yankees over the weekend, see how it all plays out. But, it'll be another interesting weekend. Like I said, the schedule is a bear for the Red Sox coming up over the next few weeks, playing a lot of teams in the division. They'll have the Rays coming up in about a week as well, so it's really going to tell the story going forward.
Yeah, Red Sox start tonight one game ahead of the Rays. Andy, always good talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.